There was a man who asked in the store, "Do these stairs lead up to the third floor?" They said, "No, you have to walk up." In other words, sometimes regarding our own life, in our relationships and in religion, which is relational, we think it happens automatically. And we have a habit of sitting back and letting life take its course. And I say to you, when we speak about love in today's gospel, I want you to use your memory. In Ukrainian, I spoke about the tongue being a way in our speech that we can express our love to our brothers and our sisters by building them up, by using our speech to say good things and encouraging things. Now, think about your memory. How often we are tempted to simply remember the bad things that were done to us or the bad things that were said to us. That's why when Jesus was asked by his apostles, "How often should I forgive my brother?" And I can add my sister. 7 times? And Jesus says, "No, 70 times 7. That means in Hebrew way of speaking, always forgive. Because sometimes it's one injury, one bad word or deed done to me that repeats itself in my mind. And I say to myself, how could they say this to me? How could they do this to me? But I say to you, in your mind, how often we fail to remember the good things that were done to us. Why don't we more often recycle in our mind the good things that were said, the good things that were done? Even remember each of us here. None of us would be here unless our parents and our loved ones changed our diapers, gave us some milk to eat, took care of us when we were sick. None of us would be here if when we were infants, someone didn't take care of us. How often do we remember those things? So in your memory, learn to love people by remembering and recalling all the good things that were done to you that you may have forgotten. I call that recycling happiness. How often we forget there are so many good things that were said and done to us that we can simply recall to start the fire of love and gratefulness in our hearts and say, "Ah, I forgot how my friend did this for me, how my parents, how my grandparents." Gratefulness is part of what the whole divine liturgy is. When you go to Greece and you want to say thank you, you say in Greek, Eucharisto. This celebration of the Holy Eucharist is us remembering what Jesus did for us and telling him thank you, because we are not simply celebrating history. Because the love that loved us on Calvary when he was crucified and when he rose from the dead is the same love that is loving us today. So the next time you are tempted simply to remember injuries and things that were done bad to you, remind yourself, what about all the great things that were said and done for me? Do not forget, but be grateful to all the good things people have done and said to you. Slava Isusu Christu!